With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
What up? Wake up. What up? That's it. That's another thing. Wake up. What up? When Moose is not here, that's my new thing. Wake up. What up? Well, what up? Wake up. That might work. Hey, Taz and Moose right here, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern, right across CBS Sports Radio, all our great affiliates across the country. CBS Sports Radio app, radio.com. You can check it out on radio.com app or the radio.com website, or obviously on CBS Sports Radio on Sirius 213, XM 201, Sirius XM app, channel 961. Yeah, that's correct. I am Taz, and as we sadly mentioned yesterday, Mark Belusis, the Moose, unfortunately lost his mom, so he's dealing with that on a family perspective. Moose will not be on the program again today. I believe he should be back tomorrow and Friday. We shall see. So, so thoughts and prayers with the Belusis family. And as we roll along here and get the show done and do our thing, because, you know, show must go on, as we all say, right, in the industry and TV, radio, what have you. Hey, listen, if you want to interact with the show, you want to call the show, that right there is what they call a very simple process.
Attention, hotline fans.
That's an 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'd like to welcome into the program here my friend, AB, they call him. Yes, AB, welcome to the Taz and the Moose Show.
Well, friend Taz, thanks for having me again. It's good to see you.
You are my new friend, and once we do a show together, you become my friend. That's how I am. I'm like a dog. Once you take me in the house, then right. I love you.
Wonderful!
That's me.
So, but tomorrow when things are back to normal, or we're not friends?
Well, we don't know. I'm a little...
TBD. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a little unpredictable when it comes to stuff
that's
like that.
That's fair.
That's how I am. That's how I roll. I kind of get into things where sometimes I act like I'm your best friend, and then I change. I could take parting shots at you at times.
Yeah, well, I'll savor these 3 hours
Enjoy
of
it.
Friendship, just in case.
Enjoy it. Don't forget about the 30 minutes before the show. Show prep when we have fun.
That's, you know what? You're right. And I didn't pay close enough attention to that 30 plus minutes. So I'm going to really, really savor these next 3 hours.
You're a lucky man, my friend.
Just to make
you're
sure.
A lucky man. 7 hours.
You are a mark.
Yes.
7 hours of being Taz's friend. 3.5 yesterday, 3.5 today. There might be a parting shot tomorrow, but I will roll on here. Speaking of parting shots, Richard Sherman, the former great D-back, cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks.
Former?
Well,
you're writing him off?
Well, no, I say
for the Seahawks.
Former,
yeah.
For the Seahawks.
Okay.
Oh, wow. 1 minute in, the guy's taking shots at me now. Look at AB. That's why I love him. He's like, former. What are you? Wake up, kid. No, I got you, bro. No, he was introduced as a 49er yesterday. I got a chance to check out the press conference. I don't know if you did. Did you see it?
Not live.
Oh,
no.
That's great. All right. Well, I watched it. I didn't actually watch it live, but yeah, I felt like he took a couple of shots, but I understand. I don't blame him. He seems, I got to tell you, just my opinion. He we'll get into the stuff about him being his own agent and all that stuff in a second, but I got to tell you, AB, it seemed to me, maybe you saw it differently, I don't know, we'll see, that he came off, and I don't mind this, like a little bitter towards the Seahawks. He mentioned that he was fired. I saw him in a post-interview after the press conference for, you know, those Seiko fans. Post means after the press conference. So I saw that, and he took a couple of shots at the Seahawks. He took a shot. I felt like he took a shot at Richard Sherman. Not Richard Sherman. He is Richard Sherman. Not enough coffee yet. I took a shot at Russell Westbrook.
At Richard Sherman,
yeah.
Former great cornerback.
Well, I've done that. I've yelled at myself many times in the mirror. I do that. He took a shot at Russell Westbrook because he said, oh, getting a chance to play on a team with a quarterback. As I said, Russell Wilson.
You said Russell Westbrook.
Well, he plays. He's a basketball player.
From the
player.
Top, guys. In three,
let's
two,
back this up.
And
three, two, and one. So what happens is Richard Sherman, in a post-interview after the press conference. Now, post means after.
After, yes.
This is my script. He, Richard Sherman took a shot at Russell. Say it.
ACDC. Russell Wilson.
Exactly. I've done that before. RW names always do that to me. So Russell Wilson, the great quarterback of the Seahawks, I felt like it was a little bit of part of a shot by Sherman. He took a little shot at him because he said, oh, it's great to play on the team with a quarterback playing at a high elite level.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard him say that. I was like, wow, Stiff Jones.
Listen, I'm all in for angst and for little digs here and there, whether they're appropriate or not. I like gossip. I like drama. I like thinking that things aren't awesome in Seattle. And I like thinking that you got me saying
it's
Russell
Wilson. It's easy to do, dude. It's easy.
That Russell Wilson might be a little bit of a jerk. I'm all for that. And, you know, I saw people, too. I guess there are Seahawk fans mad at Richard Sherman for leaving. And he's right. He got fired. They didn't want him anymore. There was nothing else for him to do. They got rid of him. They weren't going to reconfigure things. Like they dumped him. That's it. You can't be mad at Richard Sherman for this, and you can't be mad for him maybe staying in the division and going to the Niners, because that's ridiculous too. The guy's got to do a job. Yeah, he's got to work somewhere.
Of course.
And if he's going to spend this offseason giving us little tidbits behind the scenes on the Seahawks, I am all in.
By the way, Snazzy Jones. I mean, the way he was dressed, bright scarlet red sports jacket with a black shirt and a 49ers hat. I was very impressed with the colors of the 49ers that he wore that.
Yes,
very fancy.
But I did see somebody tweeted out a side-by-side of him, and I think it was Richard Pryor in a stand-up special wearing the same red suit.
Richard Pryor and Richard Sherman.
Come on.
Seriously, that's pretty funny.
Will you stop?
But I'll tell you this right now. He definitely took a little shot at Russell Wilson, and I have no problem with either, AB. I'm with you. I mean, I feel like, you know what? You got to have that edge. It's your former team. They did fire him. I don't believe him for being a little bitter. There's nothing wrong with that. That happens. Bitter's good sometimes. My whole life I've been bitter.
Yeah, and being honest is good sometimes, too.
Well, yeah, but some people confuse honesty and wearing emotions on your sleeve with being bitter and disgruntled.
Right.
There's a fine line there, maybe.
Sure, but I just, we live in a world where guys usually say nothing, and you're in dire need for just one little nugget of something, of truth, of honesty, of openness.
Right, right, right.
And here we go. And we got it from him, and that's why most people like him. Some people don't, because he says things like that. But I'm always going to sign up for a guy actually speaking his mind.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
Short of suggesting that dinosaurs were pets of huge humans that used to once exist.
We threw that at length yesterday. I will say this, though. Richard Sherman really defends the fact that he did his own deal, his own contract.
Yeah.
Did not use an agent and stuff. And I mentioned this last week when Moose and I were doing our show here. Moose kind of was on a different page than me. You know, I don't know about you, but my stance was, dude, I have no problem with a guy doing his own contract. I've done many of my own contracts, and then I would have a lawyer at the end of the deal take a look at it. So that could have happened with Sherman, and he's not saying that. As far as being an agent on a deal, doing the deal, doing the nuances, the language in the contract, from the money, the term, injury, this, that, whatever the heck it was in, whatever's in this guy's deal, he worked out. I personally respect that, and I have no problem with that. It seems like Richard Sherman also would like to see that happen down the road for more players. So, you know, as we know.
I bet teams would, too.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, no, you're right about that. Yeah. I remember when I worked at WWE.
Yeah.
They hated dealing with guys that had agents.
Of course.
They hated it. And I understood that. And a lot of us didn't have agents because of that. You just have an attorney that actually does the crosses the T's and dots the I's. You know what it is? It's like, especially when you're dealing, not maybe with an NFL football player, it's different because he's not dealing with the ownership every day. But like the industry I came from, you're dealing with Vince McMahon every day.
Right.
You know, you're dealing with the ownership every day. So it's kind of, why wouldn't I do the deal with you? Why would I have some stranger do it with you? You know what I mean? He's more qualified. Why? What makes an agent more qualified than a Stanford grad? What school? This guy went to Stanford.
Right, but was he taking business law classes and labor law classes, and is he an actual lawyer? He might have, yes. Richard Sherman might have, but not everybody in the NFL does, and that's the difference to me. That's where, like, I would, and I think I trust, you know, my brain to a certain extent, but I know my limitations. I would never, ever, 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 ever not have an agent if I was negotiating something as significant as an NFL contract.
I actually know you personally, and you should never have an agent. But I'm sorry, you should never do your own deal, I should say. You should get multiple agents.
I'd love to have an agent.
You, sir, should not do your deal. No one wants me. I had actually two agents and one attorney in my career. And before we get to hearing Richard Sherman here in a second, One guy went to Dartmouth. The other guy went to Brown. And the other guy went to Fordham.
Yeah.
Pretty high educated guy. I know you like the Fordham. All right, let's hear what Richard Sherman had to say about putting his own deal together.
A lot of times in our league, there are players that have the ability to do that and have the ability to structure their own deals and really take advantage of just being in control of their own destiny. You know, sometimes these agents, you know, they're great agents in our game that take care of their players, make sure our players are ready for life after football, their finances, whatever the case may be. And then there are some agents who negotiate a deal in 2006 and don't talk to their client again until 2010, you know, or whatever the case may
be.
And that's the things that we're trying to avoid, you know, and I'm trying to avoid. And, you know, I didn't feel like I needed an agent. I felt like I knew contracts well enough. And I felt like, you know, coming off the Achilles, there's not, you know, there's going to be negotiation points. There's going to be give and takes on both sides. And I felt comfortable with that.
I'm going to tell you what Sherman said right there a few seconds back when he said something along the lines. We could play it again, Pete. There was not the whole thing, but that one chunk when he said, you know, you see them, you talk to them early, and then you see them again later, wherever that was. I'd love to hear that again and for the audience to hear it again, because that right there is the truth. And I know, AB, like, let's hear it.
Whatever the case may be, and then there are some agents who negotiate a deal in 2006 and don't talk to their client again until 2010.
That's it. Boom. Done. So that's the truth. I know I could speak on experience. I've had that more than once. I've had that in the radio business with guys representing me, and where they do the deal in the beginning, you deal with them heavily for about 3 weeks, 4 weeks while the deal's happening.
Right.
You deal with them almost every day, and then homeboy's gone. Like, gone. Okay, you got a two-year deal, you got a three-year deal, whatever you got. Gone. Unless there's, like, a problem.
Right.
Gone.
But see, to me, that's a reason to get a better agent.
Yes.
Not to do this without an agent.
That's right.
Because I think 9 times out of 10, the team is going to win. And Richard Sherman can say whatever he wants, and maybe he's the exception to the rule, and maybe I'm ignorant to this. But, like, and I believe in the expertise of an agent slash lawyer to get a better job done than I would. And, you know, he and I should be on the same page. My lawyer should be me in that room, mixed in with what he knows about contracts, about the rules of the CBA, the laws of the country, previous tricks that this owner or GM has tried to play on him or done to other guys. And, you know, Richard Sherman can read every contract he wants through the NFLPA database, and the union also kind of tutored him through all this, but he's never done this before. And it's not a decision that I would make, which doesn't necessarily make it wrong. It's just, to me, it's a gamble that I would never, ever do, because I trust people in every, you know, every walk of life. Like, I appreciate expertise. I think people know more about things than I do. And in something like this, I certainly would. Like, when we were looking for a house, my wife and I, like, I would have never done that without a real estate agent.
You should have called me. I'm great at that, too.
I'm sure you are, but I didn't know you.
I would have helped you, bro.
I didn't know you in 2012.
Yeah, I would have helped you.
And people do that by themselves, but I never would, because I don't know enough about it. No matter, I can't start learning how to be a real estate agent now to know enough to be confident that I'm doing something correctly and not getting myself screwed.
Was your wife very disappointed in you?
That I wasn't a real estate agent?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, it's okay. You got past that. You're okay. But
we're all right.
This I will say. I understand your point about expertise, but I will tell you the same thing I told the Moose, okay, last week when we talked about this. Here's the situation, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nobody should be in a position to tell anybody if they signed a good or bad deal. That is within the person. I get your drift, and I respect what you're saying about the expertise of an agent. And what Richard Sherman said, and kind of to quasi to your point, all agents are different, too. I obviously got stuck one time with a real bait agent when the guy just disappeared. Okay, so, yeah, that's not good. Okay, so, and Sherman alluded to that with NFL guys, too. Here's the thing, though. Think about it. At the end of the day, is an NFL team, namely the 49ers, namely with a veteran, excellent, awesome player with a great resume from all the years with the Seahawks, like Richard Sherman, are the 49ers going to stiff this guy? Are the 49ers going to screw this guy over? Come on.
Screw him over? No, but get the best possible deal for them, of course.
That's the discussion. What is the best possible deal? My point is, it's a rhetorical question. The point is, so don't answer it. The point is, what is the best possible deal? Is the best possible deal mean, like, so if you and I have an agreement, you own a business, I'm going to come work for you.
Right.
Okay? You think you'll give me the best deal that helps you. That's your angle.
Right.
My angle is, I want the most from you.
Right.
So if I'm happy with what you're offering, and we had a light negotiation, and you're happy with what you're giving me, but you think you got over on me, and I think I got over on you.
Right.
Who cares? As long as we're both happy.
Well, because one of us might be wrong. I mean, I might think that I signed a great deal and that I hoodwinked you, but I may be wrong. And people think that Richard Sherman is somewhat wrong because his deal breaks down to basically like a 1-year deal for $3 million that the Niners could get out of almost immediately with zero penalty. And I understand his point.
He's coming
too,
off that, a big injury,
right,
though. You know,
and there are a lot of contracts now that are like this, that they're presented as 5 for $50 million and they're really 2 for $20.
Right.
That's the way things are constructed. And I don't argue that agents have gotten bad deals for their guys here, too.
Unless you're a quarterback coming from the Redskins.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's the only thing. But I also, you know, I've heard you say what you just said before, and I don't agree. When you're in a union like NFL players are, your contract is everybody's business, at least at your position.
True. No, that's true.
Because you can't take a deal that handcuffs the progression of the payment structure for your thing. So Richard Sherman's contract does not exist in a vacuum. It applies to every other cornerback, especially those in his age bracket in the NFL. They're all connected, and he owes it to everybody else in the league to get the best possible deal. And if he didn't, just like an agent should hear about it, so should Richard Sherman.
Yes, well, yes, you are correct. And this is why you are right. What I'm saying, where you don't have to agree with it, is, you got to say, I'm coming from a position, I've signed a lot of contracts.
Right.
But we were always independent contractors.
Did you know what the other guys made?
Please, sir, let me finish, please. I'm going to answer that without you even answering the question. So just relax, AB. You're getting a little foolish.
Turn my mic.
Come on, man.
Just calm down, okay, please. You're starting to get a little too ahead of yourself. Just back up a little bit, homeboy. Okay, so here we go, AB. I love you. You don't have to move the mic, okay? By the way, you're doing the updates in the show, right?
Throw
away Mike Jones. So here's the thing. Okay, this up. I am coming from a position all the years I've signed contracts from an independent contractor perspective.
Right.
Not from a union, like a player's perspective. So like with wrestlers, there's no union. It's unfortunate. There's no union. It's not a union shop. So now your question to me was going to be, was I privy to other guys' contracts, right?
Yes.
No, because to the point of it's not a union. They're all private deals. They were all private. We never knew what any of it. I worked with guys, wrestled guys, and for years I was a broadcaster, a color commentator with a guy named Michael Cole, who still is the commentator of Monday Night Raw, the play-by-play guy for Monday Night Raw. We worked together for years. We traveled together. Our wives were friends, everything. I had no idea what he made. He had no idea what I made. I mean, it's always private. Different than in mainstream sports.
Right.
So maybe that helps you understand my point of view a little better.
We are coming to you live, as always, from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans applies simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
Yeah, well, so you understand my perspective.
I do.
Just don't ever contradict me again.
I'm sorry. I wasn't forward to the rules.
Maybe that was kind of a threat.
A little bit.
I shouldn't threaten people on terrestrial radio.
But
it was a quasi-funny threat. Fun threat.
Or friendly.
Coffee. Definitely more coffee. All right, look, we're going to go to break here.
We need it.
No, we don't need a break. We keep rolling, kid. when we come back from break, I want to take your calls. 855-212-4227 on Taz the Moose. Is Richard Sherman taking the right approach on being his own agent? What do you think? Is AB right? Is the Moose right? Did Sherman make a mistake with his contract? Does his contract suck? Call the show here. Tell us what you think. Taz the Moose got AB guest starring. We'll be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, that's right. We're back here. We've been talking about Richard Sherman, his new contract being announced officially in a press conference at the 49ers. Hey, we're coming across right now, CBS Sports Radio app. Streaming on radio.com. Also, all of our great affiliates across the country. You'll be able to also check out the CBS Sports Radio, the new channel we have there on Sirius 213, XM 201, and Sirius XM app, channel 961. And before we go to the phone calls here, which, by the way, 855-212-4227, you know, AB is sitting in for Mark Melusis, as I stated at the top of the show and yesterday. And AB is normally our esteemed sports update gentleman. And we have Brad here. We'll be doing our updates. Brad, hello. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen.
And yes, AB, I want to know what happened. Did you like big league and go to Mr. Spitz as a big shot? Because you were doing double duty yesterday, and I kind of liked watching you run around with a chicken without a head. No offense to chickens or heads. And now, all of a sudden, you pull Brad into this thing. What happened?
Well, I have an agent. And
there it is.
My agent made a phone call and said, my client, also my son, thanks, Mom, shouldn't be doing these two strenuous, important jobs simultaneously. Okay. He's not strong enough nor talented enough to do it. So please find someone else to do one of the two jobs. And luckily they replaced update anchor Bogish, not fill-in host Bogish.
Oh,
so here we are.
Well, we got Brad. We got Brad in the house. Brad, welcome. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. I need to talk to that agent as well, maybe.
Me.
Yeah. You know. Well, yeah, maybe not mom, the financial part of it, but because I've been hearing stories. I'm just telling
my
you.
My mom has one client.
Only room for one client.
That's it.
And it's the most important.
Take it away.
Her son. All right, guys. This report brought to you by Barbasol. Barbasol is finally making razors. That's a no-brainer. Check out the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with six ultra-thin blades. Save on the Ultra 6 Plus at Barbasol.com. We'll start in the NBA. The Blazers' 13-game winning streak's over. 115-111 loss to the Rockets in Portland. James Harden led the way with 42 points, and he still finds ways to impress his head coach, Mike D'Antoni.
He's unique. I mean, yeah, that's the best offensive player I've ever seen. It's just, he does things. They're running guys, too. I mean, just steps a little further back and makes a three. Just, you know, the way he can pass and see the floor, get fouls, layups, floaters, maybe a lob, maybe out to the corner. I mean, just, he has so many weapons.
Portland's win streak not the only one to end last night. Utah's run of 9 in a row, that's over. 99-94 loss to the Hawks. Dennis Schroeder, a career-high 41. The Thunder were looking for a 7th straight win, up too late on the Celtics, but Carmelo Anthony missed 2 free throws. Then Marcus Morris came down, nailed the deciding 3-pointer with 1.2 to go, and Brad Stevens' club winning in Boston 100-99.
It's great to be in a situation where you're down 6 with under a minute to play or whatever it was and find a way to win the game. It's going to be pretty unique, but they just kept playing the next possession, and you know, we're fortunate that shot went down.
Kyrie Irving missed a 4th straight game with a sore knee. Elsewhere, Raptors beat the Magic in Orlando 93-86. Toronto's won 12 out of 13, visits Cleveland tonight. Kyle Korver's expected to miss this one for the Cavs. It was announced yesterday his younger brother died at the age of 27. NFL notes, the Steelers have signed safety Morgan Burnett to a 3-year deal. The Bears have matched the Packers' offer sheet for corner Kyle Fuller. Chicago giving Fuller a 4-year deal. Hockey, 9 straight wins for the Blue Jackets, 5-3 over the Rangers in New York. Columbus still trails the first-place Capitals by 4 points in the division. Washington edged Dallas 4-3. Sharks have won 5 in a row, 6-2 over the Devils. The Red Wings beat the Flyers in a shootout 5-4. They snap their 10-game losing streak. And from baseball pitcher Alex Cobb, going from the Rays to the Orioles, reportedly a 4-year deal worth $60 million, guys.
Microphone
turn
on
your
Jones.
Mic on. Turn. Listen, Pete, make sure my mic's on. Sorry, Brad, thank you for joining
us.
Appreciate that.
All right.
All right, so we were talking about Richard Sherman. You know, is he taking the right approach as his own agent? And, you know, we got some different point of views, me and you. You and I should say, AB, and Mark Belusis and I last week, we kind of really butted heads on it, to be honest with you.
So. Taz, as you know, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Charles in Boise, Idaho, you are on Taz and the Moose with AB starring today. How can I help you? How can we help you, Charles? What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, good morning, man. I want to give y'all a shout-out, man. Every day on the way to work, man, I listen to y'all, man. Y'all give me a little pep in my step, man, to keep going, man.
My man.
Buddy,
appreciate that.
Yeah, but, hey, nothing but love, man. But, yeah, I was calling about Richard Sherman. You know, I'm forever a Cowboys fan, first and foremost. But it's kind of crazy how his former teammates talk about his bad contract, knowing they got to face him twice a year, and he's going to bring that intensity. So what, he's making a few million dollars a year. Hey, he's from the L.A. Compton area.
That's right, and he went to Stanford. He's a West Coast kid.
Yeah, and to get a chance to play for the 49ers and play his former team twice a year, that's priceless, man. They better respect him on the field. He's not what he used to be, but his energy and intensity level, you know, that's priceless, those intangibles that he has.
And not only that, Charles, and we thank you for calling, he sells tickets. So what does that mean? He's a draw. What does that mean? People will pay to come see him. The 49ers gate, I'm not saying it's going to be through the roof. I do think he's kind of a must-see TV type of player, even though he is a little long on the tooth now as a defensive back. But to see that matchup now, whenever the Hawks
play the 49ers is going to be I'm going to be all over the TV watching that day, that thing. But I understand. Look, man, a deal's a deal. And so what I say is this. Like I said last week, and I'll say it to you, AB. Who are we? How do we know someone's finances, where they're happy, what's good for them, what's not good for them? Right? Someone could. This man is an intelligent guy. He's made a lot of money in his career, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So how do we know, right? We don't know. You don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows how much this guy has in the bank or in investments or whatever he has, that maybe he don't care that he's not making a ton of money for a one-year deal. And just, he just wants to prove a point.
Yeah, I mean, look, hometown discounts are real things, and guys in the back third of their career certainly take a little less money. I mean, Tom Brady has kind of reconfigured money in New England to make things more palatable for the Patriots. Drew Brees' most recent deal in New Orleans, the one he just signed, is kind of the first discounted one he's given the Saints. And so, I mean, there is room for leaving money on the table, so to speak. But, you know, those guys, again, and you know, did that with an agent. I think there's built-in hesitation when you see a deal come out, and it's a little bit different than first presented, and he did it by himself. And, you know, it looks bad. It looks like he might have gotten taken. And I still think even if he did the best job he could, I'm assuming the Niners love the fact that it was just him. And I'm assuming other teams hope that guys follow this lesson and they get in a room with just a player and not an agent, and they can figure out how to kind of steal things here and there from them. Because, I just think at the end of the day, most guys are going to lose this staring contest with seasoned negotiators.
The way you just preface it by saying most guys, I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah.
That I agree with. This guy, look, like I said, you know, and then we'll move on here. I feel like he's got the best deal. He feels for him. He seems happy. So who the heck are we not to say he's happy? Speaking of someone that might be happy soon, and I think the Raider Nation might be happy on this dude, is Sue. Ndamukong Suh visited the Raiders, I believe, yesterday. Was it yesterday, Michael?
It was the Rams yesterday. The Raiders coming
up. Raiders today.
Yeah.
What's today? Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
Oh, he visited the Rams yesterday. He's visiting the Raiders today, Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. Yes, so sometimes I'm very busy after the show, and then I get confused on what day it is. And I get confused with Russell Westbrook and Russell Wilson.
Listen, it's early.
The R.W. Jones.
It is the Taz.
So here's the thing, okay? I think Sue, first of all, the Rams have been making good moves. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with, to use that cliche. And I don't usually like cliches. But Sue, to me, is a perfect fit for John Gruden's new Raiders, the Oakland Raiders. His style, his edge that he plays with, the chip on his shoulder, quasi-dirty at times on the field, and the Raiders need some serious defensive help, okay? So I think this could be a great move. Great player with the Cornhuskers, Nebraska, Sue was. I mean, he's a West Coast kid. What kind of West Coast? He's I think he's from Oregon, somewhere, maybe Portland or Eugene, somewhere in Oregon. I think that's where Sue is from. I think it's a perfect.
Don't look
fit.
At me.
No, I'm, well,
for
I'm,
help here.
I'm not looking for help. Okay, I don't need help from anyone. I'm an independent man. But I will say, I do think it's a good fit, AB. I do. If he goes to the Raiders,
I think he's a good fit in theory in a lot of places. I just don't want him on my team.
But why?
I don't think.
By the way, I just got confirmed. I was correct.
You are. Good for
even
you.
Even though I said two, I said Portland or Eugene, and then I was correct.
They're almost the same
Taz.
Place.
If I give 10 different cities, I got to be right on one. Well, maybe.
Yeah.
So you don't want him on your team?
Nah, I just I don't trust him.
What
clearly,
don't you trust?
The
he's
Dolphins
steal something out of your wallet in the locker room.
What's the Dolphins didn't want him anymore. As good as he may be, he's a headache. I think
headache.
That he's stepped across the line too many times on the field. I don't want to give him the money he's going to want and have to deal with him.
So you don't think that? Let me put it as a question to you: do you think that? And be honest. Be honest. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that when a quarterback gets in the center, so you know when the when the Dolphins are playing, playing an AFC team, playing the Patriots, and Tom Brady gets on the center, do you think that you don't think that in the back of his mind he's thinking, okay, Sue might blind shot me or might cheap shot me. I got to keep my mind on Sue because this guy's big, fast, talented, and he's mean. You don't think that goes across a guy like Brady's head? Maybe Brady's a bad example because he's so good. But, you know, like a Tyrod Taylor when he was playing for the Bills. You don't think that stuff crosses their mind?
I think it does. And you know, every signing is kind of a cost-benefit analysis. And I just – it's not a guy I want to give money to.
Right.
Well, the price tag that he wants. I mean, he's already said,
you just
right?
said that it makes the quarterbacks, you agree that it makes the quarterback second guess themselves.
I do,
worry,
but guys sometimes bring baggage, and there's a negative side to it. And if he was so talented and so important, why did the Dolphins not want him anymore? Because they're doing a complete culture makeover, and then he's one of the guys they got rid of because he was contributing to a bad culture.
Right.
And I think at times he's selfish on the field, taking bad penalties. He's already said his, which is fine, but I think it speaks to his motivations here. He wants the biggest contract in this, not necessarily the best fit or the closest to winning.
Right.
He wants to get paid. And I'm not going to write him a huge check and then be afraid of him maybe going being complacent with that big check or messing up my young nucleus. So I get everything about him as a player. From a pure football standpoint, everyone should want him on his team, on your team.
Yeah.
But I just I'm not down for the money associated with dealing with his headache right now.
He brings the wood, he brings the pain, and he brings attention, and he keeps those quarterbacks thinking. He's going to land somewhere, AB. I understand.
Oh, of course.
I understand your point. We're going to go to break. Other side of break, we'll take your calls. We're talking some football here. 855-212-4227. Also, the wide receiver at the Buffalo Bills, one named Jones. What the heck happened? What happened? We'll get into that on Taz and the Moose right here. Other side of break. Be right back.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Yeah. Rock and roll across the country right now on the radio.com app, streaming on radio.com, the CBS Sports Radio app, all our great affiliates across the country, and on SiriusXM. Taz and Moose right here with AB sitting in, starring again, just like yesterday.
Guest starring.
Yeah, well, you're just starring. You are a star, my friend. You're my new friend for until 9 a.m. Eastern.
What are we doing after the show today?
Nothing. You are going to be shoveling while I yell at all my snow-blowing team to get rid of the snow, because the snow's coming.
Yeah.
Again.
Now, you say social media team, and you mean Mike Biseglia. When you say
what was that comment?
Snowing team.
What was the stretch?
No.
Scratch that from the podcast version.
You got it.
Why would you kill the bit?
I'll tell the staff to cut it out.
Why would you kill the F bit?
Bob, you hear that? Cut it.
Tell Jimmy, too.
Jimmy, you got that? Lorenzo.
Take it all out of the podcast, Mike.
Miranda.
Leon.
Cynthia.
No, Leon's napping. Leon's napping.
Leon's off.
Continue with your point without that last part.
I don't have a point anymore.
Good. That's good. So we were talking a little bit about, I was talking about Zay Jones. That's what I was wanting to get into talking about real quick here. Okay, I know you got some business to take care of.
I do. Can you be quiet for a second?
Okay, go ahead.
Because now I got this, the
Tony.
Promo.
Tony!
Tony and the promo reading teams in my ears screaming
about this crazy situation. But God, do you think?
It's time to ask the pros, where you, the listener, gets to ask you a question, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros and submit your question. Be listening later in the show when we might answer your question. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day.
Yeah, that's right. Ask the pros. Let me take a call. We got people calling the show, and then I want to get in talking a little bit about Zay Jones. Hey, Steve in Wisconsin, you are on with Taz and Amos, guest starring AB. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, morning, guys. I'll tell you what, a hot cup of coffee, you guys, in the morning on the way to work is a pretty good way to start off my day.
That's because you're my man, Steve, and I love hearing my friend. We thank you. What's up, man?
Hey, just a diehard Packer fan here. You're a little distraught over the recent let goes of the team. Tremont Williams, doesn't look like they're going to sign him. They let a couple guys from the secondary go. I just didn't know if you guys maybe thought they were going to trade or pick somebody up, or are we just going to be the same sieve of a defense we were last year?
Well, you said the word there right there, my friend Steve, and that's defense. I think I'll tell you what. Look, the Packers, you guys are sitting at 14 in the first round for the NFL draft this year. We'll see if they move up or what they do. But I'll tell you what, Steve, it would be great for you guys if a linebacker out of Georgia like Roquan Smith dropped down. Chubb's not, because you do need some rush end work. You need linebacker help. You might get a guy. I'll tell you, this guy you might get. You might get Vita Vea out of Washington, a really stout, big, thick, fast defensive tackle, or a guy I love named Deron Payne out of Alabama, a great defensive tackle, nose guard. These guys could be at your disposal, Steve, I'm telling you.
Right, so they get a rush up the middle, but what about secondary?
Well, that's the thing. I think you got to try and make some magic, do something, and get another pick here. Or, you know, there wasn't. We thank you, Steve, for calling. There really wasn't many major moves that I missed from the Packers during the nothing.
No, it's been more. It's been more exits than entries, and when we know the history too of Ted Thompson. Now, Ted Thompson is no longer in charge, so we've got Brian Gutekunst now doing things maybe a little bit differently. But for the longest time, this was the MO, where they built through the draft and weren't paying a lot of money. Now, guys have left. I think they need another reliable wide receiver in the mix without Jordy Nelson.
Dude, I think they got to go defense. You're right, but I think they got to go defense
first. This is not a draft, actually. I'm thinking more of finding somebody that's a veteran that you know can come in and not have to worry about development or anything like that. A guy that can come right in and make some catches for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, you never know. Zay Jones might be available. Perfect segue because, man, I know we talked a little bit offline real quick this morning before the show about this. This was a crazy situation. What happened when Zay Jones, the wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, my Buffalo Bills, and his brother, I think it was his brother's girlfriend's penthouse. That could be wrong, but was it that? I think
definitely
that's
an apartment building. I thought it might have been a hotel at first, but it was an apartment building.
Yeah, well, they call them penthouses too. It depends how fancy it is, but he was nude. He was basically flat out, straight up naked, and his brother wasn't. Now his brother plays for the Vikings, and his brother was trying to calm him down. He was fighting and tussling and arguing with his brother, and he basically, it seems like he tried to run through a window.
Like, yeah, I don't like this one.
I'm not trying to be funny. Yeah,
no, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking outside, like what's going through my head watching it. And you know, again, this is 100% speculation, but this looks like a dude like on a bad drug who's flipping out. Because he's yelling, "I want to fight for Jesus." And when if you haven't seen the video, TMZ Sports has it, and he's, as Taz said, he's naked, and his brother's trying to calm him down, and he pulls his way through his brother, and then goes running down
just
the hallway.
Sprints down the hallway.
And this woman is there, and she screams
screaming in pure fright.
And then the end of the video is somebody's camera phone. The first video is a security camera, I guess. The second part of it is people walking the hallway, and there's blood everywhere. Marks. I mean, it's a horrible scene.
You see the glass? It looked like he tried to run through, some of these high rises. There's these glass, giant windows, I guess. And it's like, I assume we didn't see that part in the video. You don't see that? Excuse me. But it looks like he tried to literally run through the window. And because they showed the window after he was arrested. Now, he was arrested for, what was it?
Felony vandalism.
Okay, because he busted the windows with his body. He tried to run through.
But he was in a medical hold in the jail, I read.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Clearly something's not right.
Yeah. So this is, and the Bills said they're looking into it, obviously. What are they going to say? I mean, this is, if you look at the glass, I mean, this guy is an NFL football player. He's not a little guy. And he definitely did some damage. Like, he almost went through that glass. Like, you could see. Did you see the glass?
Yeah.
Dude, it was like, those, these big buildings, these windows, they're thick. You know what I mean? Like that.
They're made to not break.
Yeah, for the elements, for the weather, and all this jazz, the wind and everything. And this guy's body almost went through the, how hard? I mean, what is going on, unfortunately, in his brain that he's not thinking clearly and smart that he's naked? Forget the naked part.
Right.
That's not even that sounds crazy, the naked part, but that's not even the issue here. That he tried to and almost ran through this window. How hard he must have hit that window.
Right. Well, and as the video picks up with clearly not the beginning of whatever is going on. He's already taken his clothes off. They've come out of the apartment. They're not just starting the process of calming him down. So I mean, this was whatever it was, had kind of been developing, and then clearly that woman was petrified
of what
was about to happen as he goes running full speed, and you could hear the collision.
Bad.
Yeah, so, hopefully he's okay right now and didn't do any damage to his leg with the glass, but clearly the bigger thing is what made all of this happen. And that's the scary part. And that's the real part.
No,
that's
the
why, you know, this shouldn't be fodder for, you know, jokes and the normal athletes being stupid and committing crimes thing. Like, this looks like something that needs real attention.
There's nothing funny about it.
No,
no, you're right. And when he was arrested, I saw a still shot photo of, you know, the cops had him cuffed and he was going into, it looked like an ambulance. I looked quickly at it this morning, this actual photo, and there was a lot of blood on the back of Zay's head. So I don't know if that was from his hand or his leg. I don't know what he injured, but he had blood in the back of his head. Now, that blood could have been from a different body part where he touched his head, or I don't know what happened with that. But it's look, his brother apparently tried to restrain him,
yeah,
to go through the glass even more until the cops got there.
Right.
I guess his brother held him down. You know, it's sad. It's a very sad, sad story. And hopefully things get worked out. And if you're the Bills, you're in a really wacky position here too. What do you do? Because obviously this is a problem.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, if it's a real problem, whether it's a straight kind of mental health thing or, you know, taking something he shouldn't have been taking, I mean, you got to get that fixed first. Before you're thinking about a football decision and whether he's on your roster
Correct.
Or not,
I agree.
You just got to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, and the Bills' statement was, we are aware of the incident involving Zay Jones. We are still in the process of gathering more information on the matter. At this point, we will have no further comment, so unquote. So there you have it. So,
the template. You just fill in a new name.
I know, but what is he going to say?
Right. No, and
what are they going to say, I should say, the Bills? You know, really, I mean, it's... It's sad because, you know, Zay has had, I don't want to say an up and down career thus far with the Bills, but he's had glimpses of playing really well, like any NFL player. I mean, you know, you have good games and bad games. He's not a mega star receiver, but I'll tell you what, God willing, he's healthy. Let's say the Bills say, you know, we don't want nothing more to do with Zay. And now, me as a Bills fan, I hope it works out, and I'd like to see Zay stay with the Bills. I hope he's okay first, his health. But I do think if things are like we're speculating, there's something going on there, and I don't know, this could be a problem for this kid's career, and I hope I'm wrong on that, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
This is ugly.
Yeah, know? I kind of hope that this is just a solitary bit of stupidity.
Yeah.
Not a glimpse into a real problem for him. A
lot of stupidity here on this show at times. Mikey B?
Good morning, Mike, yeah.
So there's a lot of just trying to lighten the mood using you as you as the vehicle.
Yeah, life is like a box of chocolates.
Yes, yes.
So you never know which producer you're going to get.
Yes, and you're going on vacation when again?
I don't think I have.
I just got back, Taz.
Maybe tomorrow.
By the way, who goes on vacation like in February? Why'd you do that? I know you went to
cold here.
It's freezing here.
That's a great question.
It's warm in Florida. Right, and spring training only happens.
Where are we on the snow? What are we doing? Are you going to be able to get to work tomorrow, AB?
That's the question at the moment. I think getting home after the show is going to be okay. It's coming back tomorrow morning that might be the...
you know me. I don't sweat this because I got the big truck.
Right.
I got a couple of them. I'd crank that up, turn the heat on, turn my heated seats on. Just plow through, bro. Cranking some ACDC, as we call it, right? Is it ACDC?
ACDEC.
ACDEC. Yeah. That's what we call it. Yeah, that's what some people call it. ACDEC. Maybe we have that audio. I don't know. Maybe 3, 2, 1. There it is. Do it again. That was yesterday, right?
AC/DC from 74.
And you still stand by that you did that on purpose?
100%.
Liar.
I don't lie, Taz.
Liar, pants on fire.
I don't lie.
I don't believe you.
I'm just not funny.
No, you are funny. You are funny.
Not in that instance.
And you're my new friend till 9 a.m. Eastern.
Yes. He was going to say, are we friends enough for you to pick me up in your man truck tomorrow to get me here?
No, I don't. No, I don't live anywhere near you.
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Actually, I kind of go past like, your exit, I think.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, watch how fast I go past it.
Yeah! Hey, Taz! That's my friend Taz, guys.
You're going to stairway really to heaven blast into my windows.
Where's Pete?
Pete's there. Pete's riding shotgun.
All right, we're going to go to break here. Taz and Moose, guest starring AB. And when we come back, I have a question for you. Do you really want to challenge my old boss, Vince McMahon? Do you really want to challenge this guy? I don't know. We'll talk about that right here on Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.